The news that the Congress Party-led coalition was racing to victory came within hours after vote counting began Saturday, surprising a country which had been bracing for a fractured verdict. Even before the final results were in, a smiling Prime Minister Manmohan Singh thanked people for a massive mandate.
It will be our effort to rise to the expectations of our people, to give them a government which is a caring government, which represents the best instincts of Indian polity, which works for sustained and equitable development, which protects the secular values.
The Congress Party will head a coalition government. The alliance it heads is slightly short of a clear majority in the 543-seat parliament, but it can easily pick up support from small parties and independent lawmakers to bridge the gap. This has set at rest fears that the country will have a weak, unstable coalition dependent on a host of unreliable partners. In fact, the Congress Party has emerged hugely strengthened, winning more seats than the most optimistic projections. It has picked up about 190 seats on its own, its best performance in nearly two decades. The Congress Party dominated Indian politics since the country's independence, but saw its share of votes slip in recent elections. The president of the Congress Party, Sonia Gandhi, who is credited with reviving the party's fortunes, said people have made the right choice.
The people have appreciated the fact that we have worked hard, that we do think of them, that we work for them with sincerity and dedication.
Congress Party supporters celebrated through the country, setting off firecrackers and dancing in the streets. The Congress Party attributed its showing in the polls to the work it has done for the rural poor, who make up the bulk of India's voters. Good news for the Congress Party was bad news for its main rival, the opposition Bharatiya Janata Party, which saw its share of seats slip compared to 2004. Few had expected the BJP to win, but the party had hoped to put up a good fight. Siddharth Nath is spokesman for the party.
It is a disappointment, but like all good matches, one loses, one wins. We have lost, but with the hope, we'll come back again strongly.
The elections also dealt a blow to leftist regional parties and caste-based parties, which fared poorly, ending their hopes of playing a dominant role at the national level. India's new parliament must be seated by June 2nd. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.